That the Lord Jesus, in those 3 hours of darkness, took our place. Just now we couldn't hear anything, could we, because of some malfunction. But if you're here this evening, go ahead. If you're here this evening, not knowing the Lord Jesus as your own personal Savior, we implore you, because time is short. The Lord Jesus has promised to return, and we can bank on that, because He has said it. You know, just now, the song was, "Our Anchor Holds." And in this time of turmoil and conflicts, do you have an anchor to hold on? You know, it's such a wonderful thought that our anchor holds, because Jesus is our anchor. You know, for us who are saved, you know, we belong to the Lord Jesus. And that's just some questions I'm going to throw out for us. It's not the subject this evening, but we belong to the Lord Jesus. Do we know what the Lord Jesus desires? Do you know what the Lord Jesus wants from us? You know, I think of the three mighty men. David just mentioned the fact that he desired a drink of cold water. And knowing the desires of their David, they would go at any cost to get that drink of cold water from the wells of Bethlehem for David. Are we willing to go to any cost to provide refreshment for the heart of the Lord Jesus? Considering the depths to which he went, am I willing to go at any cost for him? The thought on my heart this evening is to look at some blessings that have been afforded us, taken from Romans chapter 5. I think we can see in the first 11 verses there are the sevenfold blessings based on justification. We see seven wonderful blessings coming from that chapter. And we begin at verse 1 to verse 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.